Menschen. Shios Schritte, und wie sie doch Schichte, und Mosai Schichte, Weichen Schichte. So, all this is included in the Mitzvah Saseh, of his Wachtum Kochum Zeh. This is what he said. So then he starts discussing. In Aloha Tess, Vichamu Shir HaShchite. So he said, in Aloha Aleph, Mitzvah Saseh Shir Yishchit Mishir Yonzelech Lubosol, Psalim Chayri. In Aloha Dalet he says, Zvicha Zu Amura Beteiro, Zorch Lufore Sheisav Leida Beize, Mikim in Abayim HaShechitin, Vichamu Shir HaShchite. Val Kol Dvorim Ailu Tzivone Beteiro. So it's Tzivone Beteiro, the Shir HaShchit. Then in Aloha Tess he says, Vichamu Shir HaShchite. And so that means, Al Kol Advorim Ailu Tzivone Beteiro, and Shir HaShchite. And then he's Miforesh in Aloha Tess. וקמו אישי או שחיתה, שני הסימונים, שאין הקונה והוושת השחיתו המיולו, שיחתכו שניהם, בין בבהים או בין בהים, ולא זה ישחב אין השכת, וימשוך עד רווח עוד מהם בהים, וריב השניים בבהים או ובחיו שחיתו זה קשיר. נפם דרם ממשיתה עצמה שמה. זה של תגבר אם says that it's with the rising. בהים. Delchatchile, both money, but from the Rambam's loshim, it's mashma like that, because the Rambam says, you see, first he says it's a mitzvah asei yashchit, then he says zvicha zu amur beteiro tzorch liforish kamo shir hashchit, then he says vikamo, and that's the savino, the shir hashchit is the savino, it's included in the mitzvah asei yashchit. Then he says, "Vikamu shir hashchito shnei asimonim hashchita amulo sheyachtichu shneim beimi beimo beimi." So the shchita amulo is that nitzavinu both simonim kone and veishit viluzei yischav nashechet v'imshochat revechot mehem beim v'rivashnayim beimo uvichayo shchitosikshir. So from the Rambam's loshen it's mashma. That lichatchile midiraisa we are mechuyev to shech both simon in the name. But how could there be lichatchile? The answer is, so the Rambam explains it that way. There are two aloches in shchite. First of all, shchite is a matter. Now let's say, teisves is chelik on the Rambam, and teisves says that there is no mitzvah sasei of shchite. But there is vizavachto. So teisves says, ishwes, around Daf Gimel and in Chum around Daf Kufalev, Teisve says that Vizobachto does not imply Mitzvah Saseh of Shchiti. Vizobachto implies a Nisar Saseh of eating any Zvuch. In other words, if somebody eats Nevele, so in addition to the love of Nevele, it will be Vera Nisar, the love of Bomcho Saseh. But there is no Mitzvah Saseh of Shchiti. Teisve is Chelik on the Rambam. But the Rambam Shite is that there is a mitzvah saseh of shchite. What does it mean, a mitzvah saseh of shchite? Now, the Ibn Ezra wrote a sefer mitzvahs. He said meiro, a sefer mitzvahs. So the Ibn Ezra mentions in that sefer mitzvahs, now the Ibn Ezra was a traveler. He traveled throughout the world. He never stayed in one place. So he writes in the he said meiro, that while he was in Rome, so there he met a certain Jew who was a mischasid. In other words, he tried to be very full. So that Jew was makpid to get up in the morning very early and shechtenov. Why? Because vizovachto is a mitzvah saseh. So that Jew was makpid to shecht something. Whether he wanted to eat or he didn't want to eat, he was makbi to shecht. He behaved enough every day because it's a mitzvah saseh. So the Ibn Ezra did not approve of this practice. Now, but the Rambam also says that shchita is a mitzvah saseh. The answer is, the Loshna Rambam is mitzvah saseh sheyishrek misheyirtzelech ubosom behimo chayvo. So the mitzvah saseh is not to shech. I'm not machulim to shech. But But if you want to eat, so yam mechuyev to shecht it before you eat. And if you eat a behima and you give it and you first you shecht it, so it's not only that you refrain from an isa of the veilo, yam mechaim mitzvah say too. But if you don't, if you're not interested in eating, you're not mechuyev to shecht any behima. So the shita of Rambam means that if you want to eat, so there is a mitzvah of shechting. So the Rambam holds that teis v'shite is, there is no mitzvah asei of shechite. It's only a nisar asei of a nizmucho. But v'zavachto implies the din of shechite. So according to the Rambam, who holds that there is a mitzvah asei, so v'zavachto is expressive of two halachas. First of all, of the dinim of shechite. So just as according to Teisves, and then it's expressive of a mitzvah asei of shechite. So the Shittas Rambam, the halacha of simen echod bi'of is enough, that applies to the hechsher shechite. So there is a difference between the hechsher shechite in a behimo and the hechsher shechite in off. Hechsher shechite in a behimo consists in shechting both simonim. The hechsher shechite in off consists in shechting one simon. But as far as the mitzvah asei of shechite is concerned, so behimo, we are mechuyev to shech both simonim. And if someone will shech the off and they'll eat it, and he'll shech just one simen, it would mutabachile, but he'll be mevatel mitzvah asei d'oraisa. Because if somebody is reitzel echel, so there is a mitzvah of lishchit. Lishchit how much? Both simonim. So that's why the Rambam says, v'chamu shir ha-shchite, shnei ha-simonim, shina kone v'aveshet, ha-shchita ha-miulo, sheyachtichu shneihem, beim o-beim beim, v'lo ze yischa v'nashechi. Why did he mention v'lo ze yischa v'nashechi? Why? Is there halacha of kavone? There is no halacha of kavone. We pasken, like Rav Nosson, that shchite li-bayi kavone. So why does the Rambam all of a sudden say the answer is because the Rambam said in Aluch Dalet Zvicha Zua Amura Beteiro Tzorach Liforish V'chamo Shiyo Hashchite V'al Kol Advorim Eilu Tzivonu Bateiro V'yom Avizavachta. So he's explaining the Tzivu of Shchite, the Mitzvah Zasei of Shchite. Now he says V'chamo Shiyo Hashchite, the Tzivu as far as the Mitzvah Zasei of Zivizavachta is concerned. So Ashrita Amulo, Sheyacht Hoshneim, Baymeim or Baymeyov. True, there is a halacha that of is Nita Bisimlechot. That's in the Hechsha Shrite. But in the Mitzvah Asei of Shrite, so the same Mitzvah Asei of Shechting to Simonim that applies to Behemo applies to of as well. So that's why he calls it Ashrita Amulo. Now, since he is discussing the Mitzvah Shrite, so too, we pass like Rav Nosson, the Shchita Libaye Kavone. The machlekes between Rabbonon and Rav Nosson is in regard to the Hechsha Shchita. According to the Rabbonon, so Shchita is Baye Kavone, and without Kavone, let's say if I mishaping to throw a sakin in the wall, and then Derech Elucho, it shechts the behemo, so according to Rabbonon, it's possible. And according to Rav Nosson is kosher, we pass like Rav Nosson. But as far as the mitzvahs asei of shchita is concerned, so what is true of all mitzvahs, that mitzvahs sriches kavone, so is true of shchita too. So that's why the Rambam says, v'lo ze yischaven ha-shechit, because mitzvahs sriches kavone. And as far as the mitzvahs asei of shchita is concerned, so even off requires both simonim, midraise. Vim shochat rivechot mehen viov virivashnaim bibeimo vichayo so shtosik shir. Shutosik shir. Alright, so that is the shir. Alright, tomorrow I would like to have also two shurim. Now in 5 minutes I want to start the shir in But tomorrow, I would like to have the second shiur, the shiur and chum, the second. All right.
Znobe. So, soch michlau shizokim.
Oh, soch veimidu. So it couldn't have reference to Znobe. Veimim osnei. So also he can bend it. So bin and dama nefesh vilek. Do bikotchim ksiv. Vidama nefesh bin and lizrike di ksiv domi bin afshu. Vani nesat v'lachem al mizbeach. Dam sha nefesh yitzi bimechab. Ve'eime dikora v'ozil adam nefesh. Visu shiet rosech lo da agrome v'ikom en alon. Elo gimore, so you cannot be tailor everything in the posik. Elo gimore shchitem naatzavo. So elo gimore, so it's a kabbal meishim sina shchitem naatzavo name gimore. Who call him ayose? So how do we dash in the posik? The lishi register, the lishi register. Who call him ayose? Kim vil cheshchitim aloch meishim sina. So what's the purpose of that posik? The lishve gistere shol yachtich kol amafrekes lishnai the hoche mashmachateyu heitzes domei visuloi ulidach lishnach shach losi dana simoni visuloi lishnachine the lishve gistere shaloi yidreis afo gav the hilche shrite aloch el meshim sinai hey יש מהם שנכתבו כאינדרוס דמפקינו לקם ושוחד אין ושוחד ראש ומושך וכי גמיר הילכסי השורי ודרוסי קורי גיסטרי כי ניתנם מסליס לו אישך הלהיד עזרי וסחס אמרו מדרוסי ראש נעתו עזרי וסחס קורי דייני גיסטרי מפני שמלך ומי ואינכי תחל ופידייתי וכשריצה מי שחס יודם אבל הדירי זה אחי תח כמו שחי תחים מקל דק ודלעס הוא יקרא קפלות שחיתר בכיח ומתיז להל. Now, according to the first lotion, the lilashe וגיסטרה, so it means שלא יחתך כל המפרקס לשני. Now, according to the second lotion, so that גזרס הקוסו implies the druso is possible. Now, but that's one of the psalm of Shrite. So Rashi says, according to the second motion, so only four things are aloch l'mishmi Sinai. But one psalm, druse, that's implicit in the posse. That's not aloch l'mishmi Sinai. That's not aloch l'mishmi Sinai. Now, the question is, according to the first lotion, that we say, shal yachtech kol hamafrekes, shall yachta kol amafrekes lishnai. So what does it mean, shall yachta kol amafrekes lishnai? Now, if he kills the behemoth by being chaita the mafrekes lishnai, in other words, in mamish, chops off the head, so then it's in veile because he didn't shecht it. So we have to say that according to the Gzeiras HaKosov of according to the pshat that this Gzeiras HaKosov implies l'shavi gistere, so that Gzeiras HaKosov implies that even, let's say, suppose it's probably possible, suppose the sheikhet moved the sack in derech eloch v'avoye and he cuts both simonim, but and he also chops off the head at the same time. So then it would be drusa. But suppose he can manage to cut the simonim with one stroke. So he'll cut, and with that one stroke, derech eloch v'avoye, he'll cut the veshet and the gageres, and at the same time with the same stroke he'll chop off the head, he'll cut the whole mafrekes. So it will still be osir, because that's the purpose of the Gzeiras HaKosuv. Because we cannot say that the Gzeiras HaKosuv tells us that if he kills the behemoth by being chivul mafrekes and not cutting the simonim at the same time, so then we don't need a posik. If he doesn't cut the simonim, there are chelochem avoye. So dal mafrekes. So without recourse to the Gzeiras HaKosuv, it's drusa too. So obviously, the Gzeiras HaKosuv is reference to the case if the sheichet with one stroke. So he takes the sakin, he leads the sakin, over the tzavar abeimo, derech iloche v'avoye. He doesn't require both, just iloche or avoye. And he finishes it. Not only does he cut the simonim, but after cutting the simonim, so with the same stroke, so he chops off the head. He cuts off the whole mafrekes. He schreiter the mafrekes lishnai. The mafrekes lishnai. Suppose he can do that. So then it will be asur. So that's the purpose of this Gzeiras HaKosuv. That's why other rishonim that's the reason as to why the other rishonim reject the first lashon. Actually, gistere always in Gemara means, gistere in Gemara means when you chop off the head of the behem. That's gistere. So why is it that here they explain it in the sense of truso? Because they were bothered by a certain difficulty. Monefsheh, if you with the sacking you chop off the whole head, so then is druso. Apart from the fact that you chopped off the whole head, is druso too? So they say. So that's why they explain it that gistere here means druso. But those who explain gistere that he chopped, he's chiter the mafrekes lishnayim. In other words, he chopped off the head. He chopped off the head. So the question is, so what do we need this posik? So it's druso anyway. So obviously, even in a case where with one stroke he'll chop off the head and he'll also cut the simonim, derech elochem avoy, so it will still be psul. Rav Yehima Omar, Omar Krov is a vachta, Mimokim Shesov Chateyu, cut it where it bleeds, where you have a flow of blood. Mai Mashma Dehai Chateyu Lishned Mibahu. Chateyu means break it, cut it. Tichsiv Al Tiro Al Techas. Veimu Mechit Mei, Zov Al Yechit Beinu. Because, but chait mei, so this drips leiche all the time. V'hai zov mei lovu, mashen ki chaitem, so leiche is zov mei lov all the time. Veim milibe, so how do you know it's natsavo? Visu shi et rosech lo de agrome yikom nolon, elo gimore, shritim natsavo name gimore, u kol mayose, lishi registre. The Rav Shmuel Tone Vishochat Atikro Vishochat Al Vishochat Mibokim Shesochateyu Veime Shesoch Shemeitzikeil, because the call, I mean, so he comes, is from that area. So Veime Milshenei. So the Russian is also an organ in vocalizing, that is used in vocalizing. Binan damanevesh leke veima dikore vozil. Maybe the pshat in the posik is that he should make the cut in the tongue, and then it should keep on cutting until the Dama Nefesh can come out. Adama Nefesh, Visu, Shia Drose Choda, Akome, Vikom, Nolon, El Gemore, Shudmatzom, Nami Gemore, Ukol Maose, Lishave, Gista. Vitane Meisel Moch, Vitane Reprioma, Nein, Shudmatzav, Oshen Roch, Nyaraki, and Sanzochim. שאין תלו למסריש וזה פדר מה תלו למסריש וזה פדר ועל הריש פדר בכלל כל הנסוחים היו לא מיוצו ושנמה ושזה לא ונותח אין לי לא מתוחים שיש מחלב שוטה נאי לרבי שרי שכבר הוטס תלו למרס ריש וספידרי ואורך מתקום מרס ריש שכבר הוטס בכלל ושחיתם לעצב ויתן לפוס הבריש ופדר ויתן לפוס הבריש ופדר ומסיים בריש ופדר רי, הורק אומר, מניין לרבי שרי שקבורותס, תלולים על שרי שספדה, ורי שהוא פיטרי לומלי, מבוי אלי, because the פוסיק first mentions רי שספדה, and then as רי שספיטרי. So what's the purpose of this repetition? מבוי אלי חליטני, מניין רי שפדה שקים בכל הנצוחים, תלולים על שרי שספיטרי, ואורך, הוא פודה כמה דיקוס רחמונה לומלי, מבוי אלי חליטני, כיצד הוא איסה, חייבס הפדר על בסשחיתו ומלאו, וזהו דרך כובד שומיים. והייתה ממייסה למוח, נתניה, זה הסתירס הבאימו ואיב, וחייבס את תאירו שופס הבאימו לאיב ואיב ובאימו, באימו, so what's the hackish, the analogy, between באימו ואיב? After all, there is a difference in dinim, באימו מתאמי מגר ומעשה, איב אינו מתאגר ומעשה, but then the tumor of איב is unique, in other words, if you eat it, so then he becomes tamei, and even the godim become tamei. So if mitam godim abis apliye, nivela seif. Behemo ain mitam godim abis apliye. Ain mitam godim abis apliye. So beiz etero shivso. So in what way does the Torah make an analogy and say that often behemo are analogous? באיזה תאיר ראשים זה באימו לאובב ובאימו למלוח מה באימו בשחית אף אם בשחית אימה להלו ברב שניים אף כאן ברב שניים תמלוים אז איז רב לזר אימא באיזה תאיר ראשים זה באימו לאובב ובאימו למלוח מה איף אך שמעצב רב אימא אך שמעצב אימה להלו ממול עירב אף כאן ממול עירב because that is So because that is made because there is by if kochim, so it's a loche of mimul erev. Talmud leima rumola kesrei she mimul open will yavdil. Reishi shall zem mimul erev, and reishi shall achir mimul erev. V'Rab Lezer hayzeis ma'ovilei ilav zeis hava mine mai b'simenechod abeimo b'simenechod. Because for Rachmona zeis tone ba'kapor zeis tiras abeimo veiv. Hitla kosev leibim beimo li dogi li chayvi bishnei simonim yevsh shekvor hukash li dogi li peitri bilo iklu miyevsh shekvor hukash li beimo hokei tzat echshire bisimenei echot. So in other words, how do we know that Eiv requires only one simen? Because zeistir sabimu veiv. So Eif is mentioned between Behemo and Dogi. Now Dogi doesn't require any simonim. Behemo requires two simonim. Some Mele, from that we learn out that of, as far as the Hechsher Shchita is concerned, requires only one simon. Now Dogim Dilavni Shchita Ninuminolon, how do we know that fish do not require Shchita? Mishim Dichsiv הצים בבוקר ישוח להם ממסקולת כי הים יהוסים להם בעשי ובעל מסגל. So we see that he doesn't require any שחית. אלא מעתגה בסלוב תחסיב היוסף ועש השלוב וחנם אלה בשחית ואמרה בלפות רב לכלו מאפשר סלוב תצנאי. So and still the Torah uses ויוסף ועש השלוב ואמרה תלפות רב לכלו מאפשר שכבר הוא קשל בימו הוסם לכסיף ועסיף ומוקים שחיתה דאחינה הוכה כסיף ועסיף ומוקים שחיתה דאחינה תורה שאובר גלוי בהימו שניבריס מייבושו הכשירו בשני סימונים דוגים שניברו מהמים הכשירו בלו כלום איף שניברו מן מנרקק הכשיר בסמלכות. אומר הרב שמואל קפוטקויה, תדע שהריפס יש להם קסקסס ברגליהם כדוגו. ואית שואלי, so ait shalei, so Rashi says, ait shalei kuntri kenaheg menes Ram Gamliel. Shalei sarbe. Teisve says that it means kuntri kenaheg menes Rabbi Yechon ben Zakkai, not as Ram Gamliel. Right. So, kosu vechodei meir, vayim elikim yishtramayim tsheres nevishchai veiviv, al mumimayiv. That the day face were created by Maya. Uchsivayitzer adishem alikim na adomo kol chayis asodev eskod hashamayim almo mehari ivre omolei min harekek nivriu. So that's a combination of Mayim and Oretz. And Adom. Ro talmidov mistaklin ze boze. Omolehen koshe beineichem shedochisi yesei vay bikash min hamayim nivru. So in other words, so the answer that he gave to the goy was minorekek nivrim. So then he said, this was the answer that I have to give to a goy. Vilomo yivion el odom minamayim nivrim. Vilomo yivion el odom likres lehem shem. V'yei shemrim bilo shenachem. Omalei se'ak egmein uvilo shenarishay. Omar lohen litalmidov, mishim dichsiv al vayitza. So in other words, so according to the second lotion, so it was the other way around. That to the hegman he said, minamayim. And then to the talmidim he said, minorekikniv. Omar avhidim shimabitza pinchos, in shchito leif nateiro. Shenemar, so there is a mandomar who holds that mitereise of doesn't even require shchite. Shenemar v'shofar b'shviche ba'al mesag yoche chay name. So iskas lipsul amigdosh. We could cause makish sviv ayo lipsul amigdosh. Kva tsviv chayo. So the Gemara sikashe eiv nami iskash l'deime dichsiv zeres teres abeim reiv hoksiv ishofa chazed dome umay chazis dishadia aleiv shadia chayo mistabre mishmisolkne. So anyway, so this mandoma holds that in shchit oleiv natera that midiraise ov does not require shchit, but nechire lechol apoches it requires. This is what all the Rishonim say. In other words, suppose, even according to this mandoma, if somebody will just shoot an off, so then he will not, so it will be nevelim, even according to that mandoma. But as long as he kills it minatzavo, even though he doesn't do it derech shchiti, He does it derech hiku, so that's called nechire. So it is also good, but nechire lechol apoches it has to be. Meis hasheichin snap lo biyote haneichir v'amakir potam lechasis v'yi amret ein shchito leif nateiro nechiro seizu yishchito sei liboye kisu. Now off requires kisu adam, chay and off require kisu adam. Now you only require kisu adam when you shecht. What does it mean shecht? It means if you kill it in such a way that it becomes mutabachile. But if you just kill it, you shoot it, so and off, then you don't have to mechase adam. So if you say that off requires shchite mamesh and it doesn't become mutabachile al de nechire by being nechir the simonim, so then we understand this why there is no kisadam. Mashein kei, if you say in shino if matoro, so but nechire it requires, so mimele, so nechire is in lieu of the shrite, so mimele it should require kisadam. Mi savres behave, loy bechayo, that when we say hanichi of amaki of bottom lechaseis, it doesn't have reference to Eiv, it has reference to chayo. Chayo also requires kisu adam. Joshua, hasheichi misof adam chayo lechaseis, kisrei se oinichi reikre, my life babe. So, my life babe, dikoboyele litomei. Now it says, Hashemchi mitzorich lidam, so is chayim lechasis. Kisa to Eise, but suppose he needs the dam, so in Mele, he cannot use the dam for kisu, so if he wants to have the dam, so then he has an alternative. He should kill it, not by shrit, but he should kill it by mechire or by ego. So my love, babe, and why is it always lidam, lidam leiv? So in zman chazal, so the dam leiv was used for a certain worm that was used that fulfilled a certain function in the processing. In the processing of textiles, Malkut Koy Shavidome Royal Nikel it Las Agdelo Bigli Tzemer Sheteri Tino Loi Bechayo. So it has reference to a chayo, and why does it need a dam of a chayo? So what kind of a function can a dam of a chayo fulfill? The boyale lidome lilake. For a certain die, several yehodim, she go in power. All right. Tosh, molak bisaki, that's in kochi. Molak bisaki, mitamiv godim abisabliye, vi amretin shchidaleif nateire, nehi. Dichitobale. Now, Molakif kochim bisaki nivele. Why? Because it's true that eiv kochi chatos eiv ilas eiv requires melike, but the melike has to be done with the nail of the kid, not with a saki. So if he does the melike minoire with the saki, so then it's possible. Since it's possible, like this, the melike is in lieu of shchite by chato seif and eila seif. So maybe it's not mitame. But if he does the melike improperly, so as you kill the eif through the tzada. So maybe true that here the melike was not done properly, but even though the melike was not done properly, but the nechira it is. So the mele, even the nechira it is, so it shouldn't be considered nevele with eyes. Nei vi amatein shiloi matiro, nei nami dechitovale shedre umafrekes, because the aloche in melike is that he has to break the mafrekes. And here he broke the machrekes shaloi kidin, because he has to do it with a parent, and he did it with a saki. But when he breaks the machrekes, so then it's only a treife. And if you shecht the treife, suppose you shecht a treife saw, so then it will be also bachile, but it will not be mitame to mesnevele. And divinishly shchitaleif natere, so nechire is like shchite, so it should be considered like shchitas treifo. Shchitas treifo is not mitame godem abis abliye. Why do we say it's not abliye? Nei na mechtav shetre o mafrekes. Have a treife, then we sack mitame nevele. So the Gemara says, Hudoma kaitane. Tanier was a kapo berebe imeir. Matalim ha'che yochel tzatzvi yisayo. Chem almod mitzvi vayo ma'atar izibolamin utzolamin. Mark is Vilayu Psalmigdosh, מאַפ קמדוש בישחית אפציוואי או בישחית ווי אפציוואי או בישחית ווי אין ווי שחית מדיבריתיר או אלו מדיברי סייפרי איסו נבוא את שרב לזר רבה קאפו so we have איתם רב לזר קאפו ברבה he says in so many words that אי ויזמותה בן חירה מדרעי זה אי ואין לי שחית מדיבריתיר אלו מדיבר סייפרי So, in Mele, you cannot ask Ikashi against Rav Yehuda Mishum Rav Yisrael Pinchas from the price of Molad Gisakin to the price of Molad Gisakin holds that Yesh Lishchit of Natere. And we pass like those Tanoim. But there is a Tane who holds English in the Mator. So, Rav Yehuda Mishum Rav Yisrael Pinchas holds like Reb Lezer Akap. Alright. Mantane di Polkali Reb Lezer Akapo. But we see that there are so many vices that say not like Reb Lezer Akapo. So who is the Tane that says not like Reb Lezer Akapo? Rebbe. The Tanya Rebbe Imea. ויזובח פה כאשר צמיסיחו מלמד שנסתם המשה על הוושד ועל הקונה ועל ריב ואחות בעיף ועל ריב שניים בבין שניים בבין Echod Beif, the Mishnah says, Itma, Rav Nachman Omar, Oy Veishet Oy Kone, that the one simen that can be Machjer and Eiv can be either one. Ravade Barave Omar, Veishet Oy Kone, Veishet Oy Kone, that only that Beif can be Muter only by cutting the Veishet. But not by cutting the coin. Rav Nachman Omar Oy Veishet Oy Kone Echot Ketone Echot Koldu Rav Adi Barav Omar Veishet Oy Kone May Echot Miyuchet. So in other words, the Chiyas is more readily Yetzi by cutting the Veishet than it is Yetzi by cutting the coin. By cutting the cup. Meis shochet zaveishet v'akach nishmito agageres kseiro. Nishmito agageres v'akin shochet zaveishet psulo. Shochet zaveishet nishmito agageres shmuto. V'ni yedei imkin nishchit nishmito lach shchit nishmito zeh v'maitze v'omru v'zeh v'shchit psulo. So the halachi is that if at the time one the sheichet cuts shechts one simen, the other simen is nishmito. So then it is possible, even though he realized the shechite on a simen that was not shmuto, but at the time when he realized the shechite on one simen, the other simen was detached from its source, from its place. So then it's psul. That's equal. So he says, Shochat es aveishet, v'nimtze is gageres shmuto. Why doesn't he say, Shochat es gageres, v'nimtze aveishet shmuto? That he doesn't say. Obviously, he couldn't be machshir, deiv, by shechting the gageres. Because if the eif is to be nital, the simen echot, so then it has to be the veishet. So he can only mention the case of shochat saveshe, that nishmito agageres, v'akin shochat saveshet. But he cannot mention nishmito aveshet, v'akin shochat saveshet. because then without recourse to Iko, so it couldn't be Echsha Shchite, because it's not literal the Shchites Gageres. V'ilu Shchuta B'Gageres lo Iketone. So it's a raye to Ravade Barave. It's a raye to Ravade Barave. So the Gemara says, no, it's no raye. It's no kashe against Rav Nachman. The reason is why he doesn't mention Nishmito Aveshet, Vishochat Esekageres, is Psuo, because that's not Motsu, that the Veshet should be detached. It's more Motsu that the Gageres is Nishmito. Vishmi Gageres Avino Nishmito. Tosh. Because he has to cut the robe of Itzimen. I mean, the of Itzimen in a behemo, or of one Simen in a off, when it's all a behemo. Rabbi Yudahimei, a behemo, Fashin Yishret, a Saveishet, V'yes Avridin, so Rabbi Yudah says behemo, Achin Yishret, Saveishet, Avridin. So doesn't that indicate that only the Veishet can be Nishrat? Naviga Geres. So Gemara says, no. The reason is why Rabbi Yudah mentions Veishet, because Rabbi Yudah wants to emphasize that together with cutting the Veishet, he must cut the jugular veins in order to empty out all the blood, so that it shouldn't. So in order to empty out all the blood at that moment when the blood is warm, is relatively warm, because if it doesn't empty out the blood from the jugular veins at that time of the shrite when it's relatively warm, so then he will not empty it out and it will be nivra later on. So since Rabbi Yudah wants to mention the fact that he has to empty out the blood from the jugular veins, and the veishet is close to the jugular veins, so Memele, he advises him to share the veishet. But in Rename, he could be mater deiv, be b'achile, by shechting just the gageres. Tosh, shochat chotzi gageres, v'shoch, k'nei shchita acheres, v'goma, Shritos Eksheiro. My love, behave. Umay Gomro. Gomro, we got Geres. Loi, be behave. Umay Gomro. Gomro is Shritakul. Now, so here it says, this Bryce says, Shochat Chotzi Gageres. Visho kidei shchita acheres vigoma. So shchitos ikshayo. So my love behave, umay gomro ligageres. So the Gemara says loi bibehimo, umay gomro lishchite kulo. So that means, if we say Gomroligageres, so that means that itself is Machshia, the off, Brachile. So it's a raye that the Simen Echot can be the Gageres. So Gemara says, Loi Bibeimo, Umay Gomro Gomro Shrekula. Anyway, from this price, it's a Kashe against the Remigash. Because here the price says, Shochat Chotzi Gageres, Visho Kidishrita Acheres, Vigomar Ishritosik Sheiro. Why Ishritosik Sheiro? Because Chotzi Kone Pogum is Mutabachile, so maybe the Psul of Shia doesn't pass. But the Rimiga says that even though Chotzi Kone Pogum and Vigomro Lirubei, so it's Sheiro because they are. The Chotzikone Pogum did not take place with Shchite. Not with, but if the Chotzikone took place So then it is possible. So, but here, this is what Rimika says, but here it's a price in the for ashes, negative the Rimika, so right, that's a cash. Why?
Tosh, Harei Sho Yochotzi Kone Pogu, Vehoi Isi Fall of Kolshu, Vigom Reish Redosik Sheiro, Mai Labei, Umai Gomrei Gomrei Kone, and he didn't shecht any other sime. So it's a raya that the gageres is enough if you shecht the gageres, not the kone. So loy bibeimo, umai gomri gomri levesh. Tosh, keis at milk e chadezeit, chita shedre mafrekes, vlo rin posarat shem agia levesh et uli kone. Higia levesh uli kone chita sime rechot, vrin posarim e. Uvei lo shnayim, oi reif shnayim, because this is the aloche. Now, chato seif and nila seif requires melike, not shrit. But there is a distinction between the melike of chato seif and the melike of ila seif. Because ila seif, by kochin, requires abdole. Chato seif is loyal deal, does not require abdole. So Bemele, since it requires Abdole, so he has to cut both simonim. Then there is Abdole. So that's why we say that Kesat Milkin Chatoseiv, so requires only one simon. He has to cut only one simon, not both simonim. So actually magi elevation to ilikon, he gives elevation ilikon echitach simeachot v'ribeserimei uveilo, because it boy abdole, so the mele it requires both simoni uveilo shnai uveiv shnai. Anyway, so it says in connection with chatosei that there is no aloch of abdole, so that's a magi elevation ilikon, so echitach simeachot v'ribeserimei. So either one is enough if he's chaytich. So it's a raya to Rav Nachman, tiyufte the Ravade, the Ravade Barabe tiyufte, maya halo. So what is the psak in regard to the machlekes between Rav Nachman and Ravade Barabe? So the Gemara asks, why do you ask? We already refuted Ravade Barabe. We already said tiyufte Ravade Barabe. We mentioned the raya against Ravad Barabe. No. So Gemara says no. It's no. There is no raya mechachas from there, from Chatosov. We could say now what's the reason as to why Ravad Barabe says that veishet v'lo ikone. Why? Because echad miyuchad. So why is the veishet more miyuchad than the kone? So Rashi says veishet miyuchad shem simonimu shechius abeheimo tolubei do binekev bimashu mitrefe v'ilu kone adimif sekru. So that means the reason is why Ravade Barabe requires the Davke Leveshet, not the Kone, because there is more Chies. The Chies Abeimo is more tolu in the Veshet than in the Kone. In other words, when you cut the Safekes of an off, so then the life expires more readily than when you caught the windpipe of the off. So that is only shayach in shchit, mashein keli melike, where the halacha is that it's not enough to cut the semen, the one semen in the chatos off, but in addition he has to break the shetra and the mafrekes. So the mele, the breaking of the Sheter and the Mafrekes, supplemented by the cutting of the of one simen, either simen, that certainly deprives, I mean, takes away the chias of the off. So, shane hosok di ke shedre mafrekes. Dimu lui ke shane di ke chter shedre, vi ozele chiyuse beholding. Mashein kei, when you shech the off, you're not melech, then you don't touch the shedre and the mafrekes. All you do is just, you cut one semen. So if you cut the semen of veishet, so that is likely to take away the life of the off very soon. Mashein kein, if you just cut the gargeres, it's not so likely to take away the chies. So mainly it's not effective. Now, the truth is that where shchite is realized, then the life does not have to be taken out from the meine, because behima mifacheses is also mutavachile. Why? Because shchite was realized. But Rabbi Barava holds what could be considered as a shchite, something that is likely to result in the death of the off in a few minutes. So if you cut the veishet, that is likely to bring about the death of the off in a few minutes. Mashein kein, if you cut just the wind, the kone of the off, so it's not likely to bring about the death of the off as readily as the cutting of the veishet. So the cutting of the gargeres is not matir the off rachim. But Mashein kein, in the case of Melike, where together with the cutting of the gargeres, he also breaks the Sheter Mafrekes, so that is certainly likely to bring about the death of the Eiv. So Mele, even according to Rav Rave, it is good. Tosh, so Mele, we cannot, so we don't have a Raya Brure, that a neged Rav Rave. Tosh, Nahu Barabze, there was a certain goose, the Havi Birove, Osekim mas me skuye dome. Osekim mas me skuye dome. So there was a certain goose that was, a lot of blood was coming out from the neck. Omarove. Heichenet. Now, so the suffix was, maybe that was a reyese. After all, there was blood coming from the neck, so maybe it was nifzakakone, or maybe it was nikavaveishet. Why should blood be coming out from the tavo? So they had to be, so that established the reyese. So mele, they had to make ibdikim, and to make sure that neither semen, that both simonim are intact. In other words, that the veishet has no nekev, not even a nekev mashu, and that the gargeres does not have, is not nifsak berube. So how can they be beilik? Omar Rove Heichenet, nishrete v'hodon nivdike. If we are going to shecht it, to shecht, and then after cutting the simonim, so then we'll cut it open and we'll see whether there is nekev or not. So then will be no raya. Dil no be mocking nekev koshochit, because maybe the nekev existed. Maybe the nekev existed in the place of the shrite. So maybe you cannot verify it after the shrite, because if he will, let's say, shecht, you will share the veishet, and the aloch in veishet is that even if there is a nekev mimashu, it's asur. So what avail will be the fact that he will be beidiket after he shechts it? So he shechts at one spot, he shechts the whole of the veishet, or the whole veishet. Then he's bathing. So he doesn't see any nekefiyah, he doesn't see any nekefiyah, he doesn't see any nekefiyah. But here there is a cut. Maybe there was a nekef originally, and the cut was made over that nekef, so maybe you can see it now, because that nekef was just simply widened and broadened through the cut of the shechit. So, you nekef nekef shechit. So, nivdike v'hodon nishchete. So, should we be bathing and then be sheichet? In other words, because you're not matril the behemoth by cutting on the psar atzavu. That doesn't matril the behemoth. Only if there is an ekev in the veishet, that is matril, asers, that asers the off. But if you just take a knife and on the surface of the tzavo of the eiv, you cut it open without checking it. You just cut it open. As long as you don't touch the veishet and you don't make a nekev in the veishet, you just cut the flesh that covers the veishet, so the ov doesn't become painful. So why couldn't he cut it? Cut the flesh of the tzavo up to the veishet and leave the veishet intact without touching it, without scratching it in any way, without making any nekef, and then he'll be able to inspect as the veishet is already bared, uncovered by the psar tzavo. So then he'll look at the veishet and he'll see when there is a nekev before he starts calling the veishet, so that he cannot do. Nivdike voda nishchete omar rabbe veishet im dikem bachutz. Im dikem bachutz. Why? Elom bifnim. Because the veishet has two membranes, and the inner membrane is white. The outer membrane is red. Now, if it's red, so it's impossible to detect a slight nekev when it's red. If it is white, so then you'll be able to notice. But since it's red, so the melee, of course, a big nekev you could detect anyway, but a very slight nekev, it's difficult to detect. So the melee, if he just cuts the psara tzavor off, and then to bear the veishet, and he'll look at the outer membrane of the veishet, so if there is a very tiny little nekev, he will not be able to notice it because it's red. So veishet nundikem b'chutz on b'fnim lifishutreif v'nekev mashu v'nika v'tipas dam nechnenes li b'fnim v'nekev v'nika avol k'chum atnim ilovmu v'tipas dam nikeres bei avol achitz mode. So omle ravi sevrei. So Rovi was discussing, what should he do? How can he be bathing? Nivdike, so Ravi Yisef suggested something. Nivdike likoni, let him be bedek the kone, and then now Eiv doesn't require two simonim, but it only requires one simon. So let him not shech the veishet altogether, and he will just shech the kone. The kone can be bedek because the membrane of the kone is not red. So Mimele, he'll just first cut the psaratama. That is matriv, the off. Then he'll cut open this psaratavo so that he'll bear the gargeres. Then he'll look at it and he'll see, he'll be able to make sure that it's not psukas akageres berubo. It's not psukas akageres berubo. So he'll be beideik and will make sure that it's not psukas gageres behubo. And even if there is in nekev gageres b'mashu, it doesn't matter. Only if it's behubo. And then once he verifies that it's not nifsiko gageres behubo, so then he'll share the gageres and the veishet will not touch with the sakin shel shrite. And then after that, once he shechts it, so he's allowed to remove the outer membrane from the veishet, and then the inner membrane is white, so maybe you'll be able to see, to determine as to whether there is a nekev mash or not. Anyway, so nishchet alikone v'lichsheve v'hoda lifchu leveishet v'limdike. So his eitze was that he should share the kone and not share the veishet. So it's a raye, so we see that we don't pass like a vade marave, that we pass like a nach. Omar Rove, now who made that, who gave that eitze? Rove's son, Rav Yisse. So Omar Rove, Hakim Yisse, Vibri Teifes, Ki Rav Yechanan. Alme, Echo Dikoma, Oyahai, Oyahai. So in other words, we pass like a nach. Rav Yude Imer Ache Yishrit Zavrin. Omar Rav Chizdel, Omar Rav Yude Elbeit, Hoi Vitzalei Ukulei Keachot. Avo Behemo, Kim Dimin Techei Verei Ver, Loi Tzorich. So before he slay it, or he cooks it, so he cuts it into many slices. So since he cuts it into many slices, so even though the blood has already cooled off, it will come out very easily. Masheinki bayof. So many times he boils it as a unit, the whole thing. So if he cuts the jugular veins at the time of the shchite, while it's relatively hard, so then all the blood will come out. Masheinki if he doesn't cut the jugular veins, so the blood doesn't come out. So it remains there. And then once it cools off, it will not come out, and when he boils it as a unit, so then it will be nivla. We may be the time Rabbi Yudim Mishim Damu, but not Rabbi Yudim Rachi Yishis Avridim. So Roshni is Yishchit. So doesn't that imply that the Shchit is required in the jugular veins? In other words, jugular veins, according to Rabbi Yudim, are like simonim. And the purpose of cutting the vridin is only because of dam, not because it requires shchidin. Tosh, vridin bishchidin div Rabbi Yude, eime vridin tzorich linak v'shashchidin div Rabbi Yude. Toshma, om Rabbi Yude, me'ach ashol yizkiru vridin v'yitzmen dam, mali bishchidin, mali shloi bishchidin. Michlau de Rabbi Yude sova, בשחיתה, הורי קומרי, מלו לנקוון בשחיתה, מלו לנקוון שלוי בשחיתה. This is the argument that the Rabbonon mentioned to Rabbi Yudah. והוא סובה, בשחיתה, עושה דם בחיים, שלוי בשחיתה, לא יעושה דם, דיקורי, בשחיתה, שהדם חם וייצא. So then when you cut it, so every drop of blood in the jugular veins will come out. Masha'inkin, if you wait until it cools off, then when you cut the jugular veins, it will not come out so easily. So that's why the Rebbe requires that he should cut open the jugular veins at the time of the shchite, while it's relatively warm, so then when he cuts it, so it will come out completely. Boy Rebbe Yude, v'ridin li Rebbe Yude shor ben doras ben ma'al. Omalei, how sofis, in other words, Rav Yirmi had the sofik, whether the cutting of the vridin is on the basis of shchite, in other words, the cutting of the vridin is like a third cement, so Mimele, if it's like shchite, so the psulim of shchite apply to it, or it has nothing to do with shchite, just to empty out the dam. Amalei Ha'usam L'Rablezer Hocham Rabichon Minakvim B'Kezving Sheli. So it's a raya that it doesn't require shchita. It's not that Rabbi Yehuda holds that the jugular veins is a third semen that requires shchita. No, in order to prevent any dam from being nivla in the eiv when it's tzeleya, the eiv has a unit. Tain kavos afchiz de shorash nichatzu yismon in beiv posel in tzoch lima beima. Rabbi Yehuda imer beiv at. Sheishchat es aveishet v'es avrim. Alright, we'll leave it here. Alright, so the p'china is when? On the 28th?
Yes.
Okay, so it's 3 weeks from yesterday, right? Okay, well, fine.